The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 26. Shonda stared at Chase from across the table as he cleared his throat repeatedly and fussed with his tie.
I don't have all day to watch you fidget. Just say what you have to say and get out.
He took a deep breath and exhaled slowly, mustering the confidence he thought he would need to scare her off.
I understand why you're upset, but this isn't a mistake. I've made my decision, Shonda, and I've chosen my family.
You mean you've chosen Marianne over me?
If that's how you want to look at it, then yes. The thing is, what you're doing, the threatening phone calls, drawing my little girl into your harassment of my family, it's beyond acceptable. I can't, and I won't allow you to do this. Am I making myself clear? Do you understand, Shonda?
Chase pushed back his chair and stood up, glaring over her.
I'll do whatever it takes to keep you away from Marianne and my kids.
Shonda responded with a tight-lipped smile.
Do you understand?
He repeated. What are you going to do, Chase? Put a hit on me? He pounded his fist on the table, causing the last couple of patrons lingering from the brunch crowd at the Shangri-La Cafe to look in their direction.
I'm serious! Leave my family alone. It's over.
I gave you 3 years of my life, and you led me on. That ought to be worth something. You owe me.
He sat back down and leaned forward so he could whisper to her without being heard.
You want money? Is that it? You want a payoff?
She smiled broadly this time.
Not a one-time payoff, Chase. I want you to support me, just like you would have if you had divorced Marianne and married me, like you led me to believe for 3 long years.
You're insane.
Think about it. It's a fair deal. You take care of me, and I'll never tell Marianne about us. I don't care if I ever see you again, just so long as the checks keep rolling in. Deal?
That's blackmail.
Blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a mutually beneficial arrangement. You just said you would do whatever it takes, so I'm willing to bargain with you. Pay me $5,000 a month for as long as you and Marianne stay together, and I'll leave you to live your fairy tale without interference. I'll go my way, and you'll go yours.
It was her turn to stand up this time. Shonda put her hand on his shoulder and leaned into his ear.
I'll give you until tomorrow morning to think it over, okay?
She walked away, leaving Chase staring at her in disbelief, and disappeared into the kitchen. Shonda felt very proud of herself. She kept her composure and the upper hand. She called his bluff and walked away. If she had to lose him to Marianne, at least she could live out the rest of her life in comfort, like she would have if he had made her the second Mrs. Chase Howard. Chuck watched her practically dance around the kitchen.
So, you two made up?
Better than that. I don't want him anymore. I'm through with that asshole.
Atta girl, Chuck nodded. Plenty of fish in the sea.
He pushed through the kitchen door and took his station at the bar. Chase was still sitting at his usual table. He had his pen out and was scribbling something on a paper napkin. Then he put his hand up to get Chuck's attention who promptly walked over.
Do me a favor and give this to Shonda, won't you?
Chuck took the folded napkin.
Sure thing, Mr. Howard.
Chase finally got up and walked out of the cafe, heading back down the street to his office. He promised himself he would never set foot in that place again. When Chuck went back into the kitchen, he found that Shonda had already changed out of her sarong and back into her street clothes. He handed her the folded napkin.
He asked me to give this to you. He's left.
Thanks, Chuck.
She waited for him to walk back out of the kitchen before unfolding the napkin. She smiled in satisfaction at the message scrawled across it in Chase's block print handwriting.
You've got a deal, bitch. Now stay out of my life.
Shonda folded the napkin neatly and tucked it into her purse, then combed out her hair, freshened her makeup, and stopped in front of the bar before heading out the door to meet her Uber.
I'm going fishing, Chuck. See you tomorrow.
Chuck laughed heartily and gave her a thumbs up.